Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you've heard.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
现在大家都特别高兴哦，因为快要过年了，快要休息了。但是过年前，我们今天还是要来继续学学英语。要跟大家说一下啊，像平时你常看到的一些英语缩写，什么 APP 啦、PPT 啦，可能你一直都念错了。所以在狗年新年来到之前，赶快把这些错误改掉。
That's right. So today we're going to be talking about abbreviations, commonly misread abbreviations.
Oh, abbreviations,就是缩写是吧
Sometimes. Could also be just short form works.
Okay. 好，那今天呢，我们会为大家列一个非常清楚的列表啊。很常见的一些缩写，还有经常被读错的，正确的应该怎么念，包括这些缩写是什么意思，你都可以在我们今天的文章里面找到。所以大家到开言英语咱们的公众号去看一看，去拿这篇文章吧。 OK, 那首先我们就来说说 APP.
APP, I love it. I love APP. You down with APP?
There's an app. There's an APP for everything nowadays.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Is there an APP to teach you toHow to pronounce APP?
Maybe this is our APP. Yeah. I mean, nobody in America would know what an APP is unless they've been to China.
China, 没错。因为 APP 呢它其实 it's a short...
It's already a short form.
For the word?
Application.
Application. 所以咱们中国人会说啊我下了一个 APP, 或者开言英语有个 APP,但 native speakers 他们就会说
App,
yeah. 对吧 Oh, there's this cool app. I'm using this app. 好，那如果你想让自己的英语更加的地道，更加准确的话呢 just stop saying APP, start saying app.
Well, my favorite thing is like people like you who are bilingual. When you're speaking English, we'll say app. When speaking Chinese, we'll say APP. I think that's very interesting.
哎，我真的是这样。如果就是都中国朋友一起聊天，每个人都在说 APP, 然后我也就顺势而行，就 APP. 但还是来最准确的是 app,
right?
Plural apps, 复数啊。好，那既然讲到 APP, 我们再说一个，现在冬天嘛，很多人穿靴子，雪地靴这个品牌。Boots.
Oh, yeah, the Uggs.
Uggs.
Yeah.
也不是 UGG,
It's、
huh?
not UGG, no.
Uggs. 好像说它叫 Uggs, 就是因为它很丑 like ugly.
Ugly, yeah.
然后他们就是算算那就叫 what name our brand? Ugg.
Ugg.
对，所以就是如果你到美国跟人说我要买一双 UGG, and they won't know what you're talking、
yeah.
about. Just, yeah, Ugg, or my Uggs, 我的一双 Ugg. 啊，好，那接下来我要说的这个缩写呢，这个是，哎呦，我最怕做这种东西，但工作里面做它非常重要。
Are you talking about the PPT?
对啊，就是 PPT.
But you know, we don't actually say PPT a lot.
你们说什么呢
Well, it's, the program is called PowerPoint. That's the PP, PowerPoint.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you might just say like your slides.
对，就是我们平时会说，哎呀，我要赶个 PPT, 我要做个 PPT. 但是 native speakers 经常就会说 ,Oh, I need to finish my slides.
My slides,
yeah.
Or just my PowerPoint.
Or my PowerPoint, 是吧？好，那反正就像前面 Adam 说的，如果是大家一些中国朋友一起聊天大家都讲 PPT,
course,
那我觉得也就、
yeah.
对吧 ,PPT 算了。但如果和外国朋友在一起还是说像 slides or PowerPoint 会更加好一点。
Right.
好，那接下来我们要看的这一组缩写呢，我觉得都是在日常不管是口语或者 email, 写邮件的时候常常出现的一些缩写。那我们来看看啊，比如第一个ASAP.
ASAP. Well, this is kind of a funny one because it means as soon as possible.
越快越好，尽快，我会赶在最快的时间内。
Right, so I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So a long time ago, people started to say ASAP.
就是一个一个字母念。
Right, but now a lot of people just say ASAP.
ASAP. I'll get this to you ASAP. I'll get my slides to you ASAP.
Right, yeah. I'll buy those new Uggs
ASAP. 好，那所以不管你念 ASAP 还是念 ASAP 都可以、
right.
啊。那再接下来一个，我发短信，甚至有的时候邮件 插一句顺便提一句就会写 BTW、
Okay, so by the way.
By the way, 那这个缩写我觉得应该很清楚了 There's no way to pronounce it, like even
right,
if you try.所以记口语里面你就可以说 BTW
I would save this one for writing guys
For writing 就说话的时候还是说 by the way 比较好
Because it takes the same amount of time right? By the way BTW
yeah,
It's actually easier to say by the way
Yeah you're not saving yourself any time、
right.
by saying BTW、right? 好 save this for writing、那接下来这个 FYI
So this is different, right? Because for your information is a very long chunk Whereas FYI, that's pretty quick and very easy to say
Okay, 所以在口语里面很多人也会 FYI
FYI, we don't say UGG
FYI, for your information 就是要注意一下这个意思、
right.
对吧不管是你写邮件的时候 FYI 或者其实口语里面特别我觉得像这种开玩笑你就说、你要特别注意就会经常 FYI、
right.
怎么怎么样
Yeah,、
啊、
I say this to Jenny a lot you know? Hey Jenny, FYI
Don't schedule recordings on Thursday
Oh yeah, Thursday's a bad day
前面 Adam 已经跟我说了不要让我礼拜四录音因为我礼拜三晚上很忙 FYI Jenny
FYI
好那讲到 F 呢还有一个就是 FAQ
Yeah, so this one you're going to see a lot on websites、FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions
常问问题常见问题啊、
right.
那这可以说因为我是听到有人说 FAQWell, the fact.
Problem is, that sounds a lot like a really bad word.
对对对、yeah. 所以我觉得比较安全的就还是说 FAQ,
FAQ
对、然后就像 Adam 说的你要掌握一个原则它那个完整的是 stands for frequently asked questions.
Right.
这个说起来很长嘛、所以呢你也可以就简化成啊 you know, does your...App have an FAQ? Does your website have an FAQ
section?
Section
yeah,
对吧
yeah. Or you get the intern to work on the
FAQ
section.
对，好 ，OK。那接下来咱们再来看 PS， 好吧
？OK， PS is one of my favorite parts of the email、because maybe the body of my email will be very serious, but、then in the PS section, I can write something kind of funny.
PS 是什么意思呢
？Postscript.
Postscript 意思就是
After the letter
写完了然后和那个 BTW 有一点点像是吧
Well a lot of times people will put that at the end of the email Like by the way Whatever where I'm writing the email about Oh the meeting is on Tuesday Blah 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 By the way We're all going to wear red
That 或者
could be in the PS But usually like PS would be like It was great to see you at the party last week
OK 叫 PS然后因为你也不能说 ps 嘛就是读 ps 就好了、
right.
对吧然后我觉得 how formal or informal is ps
well it's pretty formal but I mean I use like I say I use it a lot when I want to say one more thing that's、maybe not exactly related to what the email or letter was about just something else I want to add、like you know psAgain, it was really great to see you the other day.
Okay, 好 PS. 那接下来我们要看的这几组啊，我觉得特别是在一些writing 写英语文件啊什么或者 academic writing、
right.
写什么大学 essay 的时候常用的。然后也有很多朋友一直问我们，比如这个 ETC， 第一它是什么意思？第二它怎么读
？Okay, so first of all, we do not say it as ETC. It is etc.
Etc.
Right.
就是等等等等的意思。
Yes, yes, yes.
是吧？就是你就举一个例子，然后。
I like all kinds of fruit. I like apples, bananas, kiwi, etc.
etc.
etc. etc. etc.
就是如果在书写的时候，你经常会看到 etc. 被缩写成 etc.
Right.
但是如果你在读这个人家写出来的东西的时候、don't read it as etc.
etc. or etc.
you should say etc.
etc. Yeah.
然后口语里面就更是了，你要说 etc.
etc.
举例啊、
yeah.
好，那 What about EG?
Oh, yeah. EG and its good friend IE. Those ones always, always, always come up in formal, very formal in academic writing.
正式的书写里面,学术的书写啊。但EG我觉得我日常也挺常用,因为你举例子嘛,就会用到这个。
Yes, exactly. So it basically means for example.
EG 就是 for example 的意思、它这个 EG 是 拉丁语，然后读的时候你会
egg don't say egg
叫做、鸡蛋比如我读一篇什么文章它上面写了 EG、should I read for example or should I
just EG is okay、
直接读 EG 就可以了、但这个口语里面你说一句话千万不要口语里面用 EG, 口语里面就 for example 就可以了。
Yeah, it sounds better.
对吧？好，那 IE?
IE is very similar. This one means in essence.
In essence.
In essence, yeah.
I always learned it as, you know, it means that is or that is to say.
Which is to say, yeah.
Which is to say,、对吧 ?IE, 就是确切的说就是这个意思。
Right, yeah.
对吧？好，那就也念成 IE, 对吧？
Right.
不是。耶耶变成日语了好那我们今天最后再看几个啊 What about this VS
Oh versus
Versus 因为前两天不是 Super Bowl 吗超级碗叫什么 Patriots、VS Eagles、这时候我应该说 Patriots versus Eagles 还是我可以说 VS、
Well you could say V
A V.
Right. The thing about this phrase or this word versus is you can say VS or you can also say V. Right.、A lot of people before played the game、Plants versus Zombies.
Yeah.
But if you look at,、for example,、a document in a court case,、
yeah.
it's always going to be so-and-so V so-and-so.
The people V.
V Jenny.
O.J. Simpson. 我想叫 O.J.
Same, 差不多。
哪有差很多好不好OK, 好我们今天最后要看的一个呢就是年底现在大家可能要回家了啊前段时间公司年会啊聚会啊你是收到一个 invitation, 英语的邀请函、通常他都会让你做这件事情。
Right, they always want you to RSVP.
RSVP, this、one is right up your alley, 因为是法语。
I'm not, who said I was、French?
比我好很多。
Well, Canadian, yeah, Canadian. But that's the thing, you don't have to be French to use this because it's such a common English expression, right?
RSVP 的意思就是
It means respond, and then SVP is French for please.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
啊、对。所以 RSVP 就是你要回复我一下。就通常我觉得 event 啊什么的他会说 please RSVP by this date.
Yes.
这个日期之前就告诉我们你来不来这样、
right. And interesting about this is it can be a verb as we just mentioned it can also be a noun
OK 动词和名词都可以啊好那今天跟大家说了很多常见的缩写他们的意思他们要怎么念呢我们今天的节目就到这儿希望帮你解决了一些常有的困惑然后呢也希望大家在这个过年前啊改掉一些自己之前常犯的英语错误好那我们开言英语的节目还有我们的会员课程在春节期间还是会维持更新会陪伴大家所以别忘了 check us out 然后在你回家的路上也可以听听我们由我们来陪伴你 OK thanks for listening and we'll see you next time 再见 and PS we love you
and BTW you're all great are we just a backseat trying to get it while we can are we names and a tattooOr just a number on a hand Are we last caught kissing or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years Are we written in the stars baby Or are we written in the sand